Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Sherry Collins, so grateful to be back and to chat with you a little bit today about addiction. So this is a huge topic. A lot of people are talking about wanting to change their life. They're wanting to restructure and step into the new awakening or awareness within inside of themselves. So I have created three programs, and I'm going to kind of walk through them today with you just so you guys can get an understanding of just how well this program actually works. So I want to start off with sugar. So sugar is a huge addiction to many people. People hold sugar because, you know, it's a comfort. It's, you know, something we represent from our childhood, right? We get to go trick-or-treating. You get to have candies when you're a good girl or a good boy. Nowadays, we take our kids to the dollar store and it's like, okay, go pick a treat. And those treats usually end up being a candy treat, like Skittles or Smarties, something of the sugary kind, because they're so used to that as a treat. And then when we go into adulthood, that treat stays with us, whether it's baked goods or pies or, you know, even those chocolate bars, whatever it is, even chips and, you know, Doritos, those kinds of things end up being addictions because we can't break that habit. The sugar actually is twice as addictive as cocaine. It ends up in the neurons and the energy centers in the brain, and it makes it really, really hard to let go of these addictions. And let's talk about other kinds of addictions that there is. So there's addiction to alcohol, cigarettes, chewing tobacco, vaping for most kids these days. I want to address this even further where we go into like nicotine gum and you go into the patch, because these are all combined off the same thing as whatever it is you're trying to take on. So we use these tools, or we use these addictions as crutches. It numbs us down. We don't want to feel. We don't want to think. We don't want to be able to process things. You know, we go throughout our day. You know, maybe you're on medication that suppresses you. Maybe, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that you live through that you don't want to feel it again. You don't want to have to go through that. But as we move forward in this awakening, it's like we get pushed. We get pushed to want to do better. We get pushed to want to be better and to feel better. And I don't know about you, but I was addicted to sugar almost my whole life. You know, Halloween, it was like, you know, the kids would go trick-or-treating and come home and I would sit and eat the Halloween candy, or, you know, go to the dollar store and buying like the 10 pack of Reese's peanut butter cups and eat them all in one day. You know, this is like the comfort, right? I can eat this. Nobody has to see it. You know, maybe some of you have that addiction where it's like, I need to binge eat, or I need to eat something in private. So that you don't catch me. I don't know how many times I've caught my kids' wrappers in the vents where the heat or the air conditioning comes out, and you'll pull it off to clean it. It's like, oh, somebody snuck that, right? So it's that treat so we don't get in trouble, right? I'll hide it so I don't get in trouble for wanting it. So I feel like part of this is all has to do with like the way we're brought up. It has to do with how we cycle through our life, our day, our job, you know, our family members. You know, how many people go to work and then the moment they get home from work, they crack open a beer. This is part of that addiction. It's part of that cycle, the numbing, but also just to relax, right? It helps us to disconnect from the day, right? Instead of stepping into the energy where we want to disconnect from our day and, you know, not worry about it or not think about it. This is where it becomes a little bit of a habit that you can't control. Right? So people will find that means to move things out of their system. So again, the patch, which ends up being twice as addictive. They'll switch to chewing tobacco, twice as addictive, creates chaos in your mouth. You know, vaping, you're taking one habit and exchanging it for another. You know, there's tons of pills and stuff you can go on to quit smoking. So by understanding how these affect us, it makes it easier to understand why you want to get rid of it even more. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of my background on this, just to give you a little bit of hindsight of, you know, it's not hard to kick. I smoked for 20 years and I didn't realize I wanted to quit until I was pregnant with my second child. And for me, that was big because I was to the point where I didn't want it anymore. It didn't taste good. It just became a habit. I had to have something in my hand all the time. And for me, I wanted to set a better example for my children that, you know, it's not really a good thing to get into. It wasn't really something I wanted them to do. A lot of people will say, like, if your parents smoke, you'll end up smoking. So my biggest thing was my mom smoked her whole life and ended up passing very, very young. So it's one thing I always bring in the back of my head is I don't want that to be for my children. So as soon as I got pregnant with my daughter, I quit. And I've never looked back. I actually will hold my breath now as I walk by people who smoke because it actually smells so gross. But I didn't know that back then. You know, we take up smoking because it's cool. I know I did. Grade 11. Ooh, what do you got there? Oh, $4 for a pack. Okay, I'll try it. You know, and then all of a sudden you're hooked and you're addicted, right? And it's hard to get off. It the peer pressure ends up being 9 times out of 10 what starts it. So that was my experience with that. And then came the sugar. Anywhere that I could be rewarded. Oh, I did a good job. Let me have this. Oh, I put up with this. Okay, let me have that. Right? It would give me the high that I wanted, that brief high of like celebration, right? You know what it's like to eat a piece of chocolate cake? Got to have that high. Makes us feel better. If you have anything that goes on with your blood sugars or stuff like that, we want to eat the sugar to be able to maintain or boost ourselves up. We're taught that that's the best resolution for things. At least I was. Right now, when I was growing up, we had sugar cereals, right? That was my first taste of, ooh, this tastes good. I like the chocolate. You eat that same cereal now and it's like, questionable. So kind of moving through the life, you learn what you like and what you don't like. And I'm going to put the cigarettes right into marijuana as well. And, you know, I've smoked 2 joints in my life. That's all you'll ever catch me do. To me, I just don't need that high. But when I was a kid, I did it to look cool. I own my own apartment. Let's go have some fun. Let's invite everyone over. That's the first thing you do. Drugs, alcohol, right? Whatever that little taste of it is, we want to be cool. We want to fit in. We want to, you know, stand up and talk the talk and walk the walk. And especially drinking as well. The moment I was just before I was old enough to drink, let's go to a liquor store. Let's try our luck. Let's buy that bottle of, you know, the 2-liter bottle of whatever that berry soda is, you know, and you drink it till you throw up. Yeah, I'm cool. But it becomes the numbing. Oh, I had a great day at school, but now I need to numb myself down. That was really shitty. Oh, I need this. I need to relax. So we get in the habit at a very young age. We want to be free. We want to experience life. I did. And then as you get older, it becomes questionable, depending on the life that you want to live. So what I want to do is I want to go through the sugar component of this wonderful, amazing project that I've been working on. So because I wanted to get off my own sugar, I didn't want to eat sugar. There was part of me that wanted change. I had worked through part of my diet already. Like I don't eat beef. So my next step was sugar. So I actually worked with a gentleman and he actually just spit it out one day on a call that I was listening to. And all of a sudden I didn't want any sugar. And I went, what the heck was that? I didn't realize I was ready to give it up until that moment that he's like, let's get rid of this. And I'm like, hold on a second. I literally would go to the dollar store and walk right by I literally like turned my nose up at chocolate where I just had eaten 10 peanut butter cups like the day before. Right. I didn't even want to buy it for my kids and my kids never asked for it. So it was almost like I was pushing it on my children and then they never asked for it. And I won't eat it anymore. I don't eat chips. I don't eat chocolate bars. The only thing I will say that has made its way into my life now, which I'm going to actually work through again, is I love homemade cookies, chocolate chip cookies. So it's easy enough to pick the chocolate chips out of certain things, but certain things are made with them in. So I'll either make them without or I'll pick them out. So those are the only things. Other than that, I don't eat any sugar, no Easter eggs, no birthday cake, no, none of it, no potato chips. And you learn to understand what your body actually needs and craves on top of that. And it's not really that. It's actually, I need to fulfill or fill in that void now with something that's healthy or water. And being able to understand what your body needs is a huge aspect of this program that I've created. So what I want to do is I want to just give you guys a brief minute or so that you guys can sit in anticipation. And I want you to come back after the break and we'll dive into this more. And I want to go through the other one, the cigarettes and the alcohol as well, just to kind of explain a little bit of this structure. And if you want to sign up, I would love to work with you. So we'll take a break and come on back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy Kit and Support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals Steph Yost and Camille Barreto are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldrop, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's dive into the sugar part of this. So in this workshop that I've created, so what it does is actually walks you through understanding how to remove the addiction part from your diet. So we crave the sugar. And in this workshop, I helped you to remove that craving so that you actually don't want the sugar anymore. There's some stuff that happens behind the scenes, kind of like, you know, the sensory is a big part of it, right? We taste it and we just like our glands will salivate for chocolate, or, you know, we'll experience this need for, okay, now I need to have something. I can smell it and now I want to have it. So it takes that out of the equation. It also helps to restructure the mind. Our mind can play a lot of tricks on us when it comes to these kinds of things. It will convince us that we need something else. We need this for a reason, and you're not going to get out of it. You got to have that thing for a reason. And some people will tell you that sugar is bad for you. You know, sugars, you know, it doesn't play a good role in your body. I think it depends on what kind of sugar. So the workshop that I've created, it doesn't get rid of the need for like the natural sugar. So oranges, apples, your fruits, your vegetables, excuse me, those kinds of things, but it'll get rid of that sugary stuff like candies, chocolate, some baked goods, depending on where your sweet tooth is at. It will knock that right out of play. With this program, what I'm finding with the people that I've used it on so far is they want nothing. Like, they're quitting cold turkey. I literally just did this on a friend of mine the other day, and he had a Reese's peanut butter cup in his hand, and I walked him through this transformation. And by the time we were done, I'm like, are you ready to throw it in the garbage? He said, well, I can. And he's looking at it. I'm like, well, can you do it right now? And he's like, I totally could. he was actually on a live yesterday and said he hadn't had any treats since then, since that moment. So what happens when we shift the brain focus and start to let go of the old patterns that we have, it starts to heal that brain connection that wants the sugar. It's almost like it turns off like a neuro transmitter. Like it stops that need and the want, the addiction to it. And it works for Pop as well. He had tambuca, something like that. And he didn't even want that. Like it smelled off to him. So by rewiring the brain, we can rewire the body to say no thank you. And the outcome is astonishing of what's happening. I had another girl that came on Thursday with me last week, and she just had a piece of candy. And she actually brought the whole bag of candy into our session. And she had the candy in her mouth, and then we walked through the healing portion of it. And she's like, I really just need to spit this out. Can I just take it out? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I can taste the lemon. And I want to keep the lemon because the lemon is a natural flavor in her candy. She goes, I want to keep that, but I can't take the sugar anymore. So she ended up actually spitting the candy out and putting it in the garbage. And I said to her, I said, like, do you think you'd want to go back? She goes, no, she actually took the whole bag and threw it in the garbage. Like she didn't want to have any part of the candy anymore. So can you imagine your life with no candy? Could you imagine your life not having to go, I need a sweet treat. I need this as a treat. Right? Because we're healing the components in which is behind the treat portion, whether that's, oh, I was a good girl, or, the celebration. Oh, I did really well at school. Here's my reward. Right? And it's very interesting. Some of the people that I've met, because with my children, when they were growing up, I would never buy them candy from the dollar stores. If we went to the dollar store, I would say you could buy a treat. I would never take them down that aisle with the treats, the candy treats. So much so that my daughter will actually say no once in a while to the candy treats. She doesn't want any of them. So the structure in which we bring this far to our children, we can't pass on why we want the treat to our children. If we pass it on, then they're going to follow that addiction and really not understand why. Then they learn to go by association of why you want the treat. So by stopping this, you'll notice that your kids will stop that as well, right? Because we learn by watching. We learn by, oh, you went to trick or treat, now I can have this. Oh, you got this for Christmas, I can have some. Easter bunny, you know, all these chocolates you get collecting eggs. It's like we start that cycle for them, right? And we just keep those traditions going, right? Even birthday parties. Last time you went to a birthday party, was there a cake? Was there a pie? Was there some kind of dessert with whipped cream or some kind of dessert that was filled with chocolate or sugar, right? It's, we want to stop those programs so that we don't feel drawn to going to get them. And it's very interesting because I did mine actually before I went to Egypt in November of last year. And when we were on that holiday, I never took part in not 1 ounce of sugar, not one. And I mean, they've got buffets filled with pastries and Not one. No desire to even pick up a piece of sweets. I ate pears and I ate apples and I ate eggs. Those are the things that I stuck to. I didn't need the sweet treat. And it was very interesting. It's interesting to me to watch because I'll go to the popcorn now instead of the chips. You know, I buy the chips for my children. Half the time I don't even eat them anymore because our children watch what we do. The behavior is moving forward through that time. Right? We just want to keep passing it on to our children so that we can stop the full cycle of not having to purchase them anymore. So what I want to talk about too is the cigarettes addiction. So cigarettes and vaping and, you know, whether it's pot or whatever you want to call it for yourself, chewing tobacco. Again, same thing. Half the time we're taking that on from association from our parents. The other part of it is they smoked while they were pregnant with you or somebody smoked around them, which then is already in your body system. I had it too. My mom smoked almost her whole life. And then both my brother and I smoked, right? It was just kind of something, it was like this, it becomes like a rite of passage at some point where it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then you get older and it's like, no, thanks, I'm good. Like the lung capacity can decrease, you know, you end up with like chest stuff and it sometimes it's not worth it. But when you're in that habit, it makes it really hard to stop. So I've actually worked through this with a beautiful young lady. She's like, I really need to quit smoking. I don't want to do this anymore. And we literally walked through a session and a half and she stopped smoking. So it's like, we can let go of the reasons why we want to do it and start stepping into, I want a healthier life and I want to be here for this and I want to be able to do that. Right. Instead of always relying on having to have that thing in your hand, you know, and it's your choice if you choose to do it. I'm not going to stop you. But there, I think there comes a point in a lot of people's life, especially now as we awaken and as we rise and want something better. We want to change our timelines. We want to change that energy around what we're putting in our body. I know I do. I'm very conscious of what I put in my body. So being able to let go of the addiction will help us to, you know, purge out those toxins from our body. It does take a little bit, but there's a few techniques that I use to help you bring back that lung capacity, how to purge out your body system, detox it much faster, be able to shed the lining of your lungs so that you can step forward and actually breathe better, right? How many times do people quit smoking and they sit there and hack up for months on end, like this goo and this crap? Well, I help you to move through that much faster so that you're not stuck in that cycle of all the time, right? We want to get the toxins out of our body as fast as possible. So I actually add that into my program, you know, lots of healing that day, and it lasts, you know, a few weeks in. But wanting to do this for the right reason, I think, is the biggest component, right? Your children are watching you. They're watching you do that. They're watching you choose the other thing over them. They're watching you choose that in front of them. And this is not to judge, but like when your children don't know any different, when you make the change, then they start to see that change can be for them too. And it's anytime you choose it. I didn't know I wanted that until I actually stepped forward into it. So once I started to step forward into it, it was like the most natural thing in the world to go, I'm good. No thanks. I want everyone to get to that moment where they can say, I don't want this anymore, especially with vaping and chewing tobacco. Like, these things are just alternatives to smoking a cigarette. You can literally just go plaster your face to the end of a car pipe. It's no different. You're putting chemical in your body that doesn't need to be there, right? It doesn't matter how safe they say it is, right? We can literally step in and start to want those changes for ourselves. So as you navigate forward, think to yourself, maybe just even think right now on those two things I just touched on, the cigarettes and the sugar. Is this something that you're ready to change for your own life? Is this something you're truly ready to step out and say, hey, this is for me. I'm ready to change. Because with those changes, think about your body having energy, like natural energy, not I need the sugar to get high or I need the cigarette to give me motivation. It just makes you tired, right? Being able to have stamina, right? I know when I smoked, it was like, okay, I need to go to bed. I need to rest. And now it's kind of like, okay, let's go. You know, you end up in this natural high that comes from the purge of it all. Some days I have more than enough energy to keep going till midnight. I just sit there and go, okay, it's time to go to sleep. But you have such a natural high from not putting it in your body that you're not tired anymore, right? And I think the biggest component, again, is your kids are watching. People are watching you. Is that the example you want to set? And I'm not judging. You choose it for yourself. I'll support you whether you do it or not. Doesn't matter. We all have our reasons why we do it. I just want to help you change that habit if you're ready. And not everybody is, and I get it. I took my attempts to quit smoking long before my second child was born. And I wasn't ready. But the way that I bring it forward, it makes it so you want to be ready. There's also a technique that I put into all of these three programs that helps you to remember why you're doing this, right? Sometimes it's not enough just to say, okay, we're quitting. We're going to finish it off. We're not going to do it anymore. We implement things in place to be like, no thanks. I'm going to go back this way, or I'm going to choose this over that. And I love that structure in it. I actually used that on a girl. She was a little bit of a shopaholic. And, I said to her, just put a sign on the door that says, I choose my kids over shopping. After we did the behind the scenes healing stuff for her, stopped shopping. So think about this. If you could do one thing to change your life, what would it be? Are you ready to let go of that addiction? Are you ready to let go of, you know, how you treat your body. Are you willing to let go so much and heal this so that you can get your body back? A lot of people sit and complain about their weight, being overweight, not fitting in their clothes. Look at your diet. And I'm not saying sugar is just the culprit. It can be a multitude of things, but what you put in your body will contribute to that. If you're eating cookies and pies and cakes, I'm not saying everybody will have gained extra weight, but maybe that's part of it. Just think about that for yourself. Are you ready to make that change? Are you ready to step out of what used to be and step into a healthier you? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you guys, let's go to a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about alcohol. And then I'll let you guys know where you can sign up and come work with me. It's a short period of time, and I think you'll love it. So let's take a break, and I'll see you guys very shortly.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on the Soul Matrix Show. So let's talk about alcohol. So alcohol, we're introduced to it at a very young age. It seems to be like the rite of passage when you turn 18 or 21 that you go party or go get your first drunk on. Very normal, right? Bachelor parties, that's what you do. You get sloshed, you know? So, and again, I'll go back to, is that what you want to stand with? And that's okay if you do. I know what it's like. But a lot of people want change. And I think alcohol is the biggest one because your kids watch you and then they'll start to mimic that, right? So I do have quite a few clients who, you know, have been through that with their families and their children, their wives, where it's like they're worried for them, right? Are they overdoing it, over drinking? Maybe you know someone who died of an overdose, right? Of alcohol poisoning. And I think this is why most people want the change, is because it's time. It's the time to let that go. It's the time the partying stops. It's yes, it's a rite of passage, but is that truly how you want to live your life? Alcohol numbs you. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, what was my take on alcohol and people? And I said, well, I think it's good for one thing. If you want to know the truth of a partner, because a lot of people have insecurities on their partners, get them drunk, because I'll tell you the truth. That to me is about the only thing it's good for. Other than that, I don't see the need or the necessity to get drunk off your butt, right? I did it a couple times as a teenager, not every weekend. We'd go have some fun, but then you learn to drink responsibly. I have not had a drink of alcohol in about 7 years, and not just alcohol. Like I don't drink pop. I don't drink juice, because it's not necessary, in my life. So when I made the choice not to do it anymore, literally I took it all out of my house because I didn't want my kids to see that and be like, oh, okay. And I used to actually use vodka for my cake decorating business. I actually ended up throwing the tequila in the garbage. So it's about understanding what it is you want for yourself. I know by drinking, it would just create this numb feeling. You know, the brain would kind of like do its own thing. Everything would get fuzzy. And it's just to let you numb your emotions. Oh, I had a rough day at work. I need to numb myself and sit here and relax. Well, you know, look at that concept. If let's just say hypothetically you have a son. And, you know, you're sitting down watching a hockey game and your first thing, the moment you walk in the door is to go get a beer and sit down and watch the hockey game. You're instilling that pattern in your children. You come home from work, grab a beer, and then sit down and watch the game. Let's not play. Let's not even interact. Let's just move that right through. And I'm not saying everybody does that. But when does that take a back seat to be able to just enjoy life and show up the way you want to show up? Everyone has their own theory. Everyone has their own story as to why they do things. I support you with whatever you choose to do. This is not about picking on people or any of that kind of stuff, but I want to see better for everyone. And I want to make it so that it's easy when you decide that you don't want to do it anymore. And that's why I came up with these programs, is because I don't want to see people struggle to stop. And you know, my one client, like, they were worried about this gentleman. They were worried. They would message me like in the middle of the night going, what the heck? Like, what can we do? And all of these things. And, you know, their situation was unique, but I think every situation is unique, the reasons why you do things. And so he did one session with me and he stopped drinking completely. Hasn't touched it since. Changed his diet, he's lost weight, because the stress of it will cause you to hold weight. So, you know, you could look at your own body right now. If you're listening to this right now, take a look at your body structure. Do you have a drink every day? Do you know 100% for a fact, male and female, that what you're drinking is not holding in your body? So if you drink wine, it's no different than beer. You know, I know people who drink half a bottle to a full bottle of wine every day. Why do you think that is? Stress at work, don't want to deal with things, want to shut it off, want to feel the numb. I know. You might say one is enough. How about none is enough? If you choose it. I know for me, it was the best decision I made because I had more energy. I could spend more time playing with my kids. I did run a daycare at that point, so I had more energy to kind of like run around with them. I didn't drink all the time. But 7 years ago, when I had to start standing up and being that role model for my children, best decision I ever made. I had more energy. I could go in the pool and swim with my kid. You know, go for long hikes. I couldn't do that before that. I had no energy. I just wanted to sit down and veg out. I was disconnected from myself. And that's when my awakening started. I was able to step into that next level for myself that I wanted. Not everybody is ready. And I am a firm believer that you have to be ready. Because if you try to force somebody to do something, or if you think you're ready and then you try and you fail. And let's go into that for a second. We hear a lot of the times, try again. That's a pattern. That is a pattern you create in your own mind that says, I can't do it. I'm going to keep trying till I get it. I'll try till I get it. Right? And that's why the saying says, try again. It keeps you in a looping pattern of never completing it. It's like you're always chasing your tail. And interesting enough, I went to a church one time. I think it lasted 10 minutes. Walked in the door, sat down, it started, the guy started talking, and then he started talking about failure, which to me is the same thing, try again. In our life, we come up against so much failure. We're told we're failures, we're shown we're failures, and that's not everybody. But we go through these motions where we feel like we're not good enough. And this minister of this church sat there and told everyone, that if you lifted weights or you did something and you failed at it, you were a failure. I got up and walked out the door. I don't think anybody is a failure. I think you make choices, and those choices lead to what you're living now. So no, do I think you're a failure? I don't. But I think it's time for change when you're ready. If you're not ready, it's not going to work. You will find and you will chase anything to help you. And so much so, and I'm going to just address everything in general. You know, people who want to lose weight, they'll go Weight Watchers. They'll go over here and do this program. They'll go and do this at the gym. They'll go and do that over there. They'll find every avenue to fill that void that gets them the result that they want. If you don't tackle the underlying reason, 9 times out of 10, you're going to bring it back. Doesn't matter how hard you try, because we want to try to succeed. But if you set your mind to it and set that goal that says, I'm done with this, I'm not going to do it anymore, let's go. You won't revert back. And I'm going to share this as well. 7 years ago, I decided I didn't want to put sugar in my tea anymore. I had 2 tablespoons of sugar in my tea, and I went down to 1 tablespoon of sugar in my tea, and I thought, I need to make this nice and slow, or else I'm going to want it back. It took me 7 months to get rid of that 1 teaspoon of sugar in my tea. To this day, I have never had sugar in my tea. So sometimes the easiest way to do this is slow and steady. But the moment somebody criticizes, the moment somebody judges, the moment you judge yourself or someone else who's on that journey of creating change, that judgment's come back to them and they'll revert right back to where they were. So this is why I love the program that I've created, because I go through that structure. I go through that structure of where you've been told this. I go through the structure that says you're not good enough. I go through that structure that says this happened somewhere else. I go through the structure that says mom and dad did this or grandparents did this. Not a lot of people want to address the backstory. They look at you as though you're the problem when you've never been the problem. Probably been misunderstood, judged, criticized. And then the list becomes endless of all the things that you'll put in the thing. Because I can almost guarantee if somebody didn't show you, teach you, or you didn't bear witness to any of it, you wouldn't be doing that today. If you never took part in a piece of sweets from anybody, you wouldn't eat it today. And it's interesting because I knew this family, and they used to live on our old street, and there was like 5 children, 2 parents. The mom would never let them have chocolates or sweets at home. No sugar whatsoever. I don't even think she baked with sugar. But the thing is, when we deny ourselves that experience, we'll want it even more, especially as children. Because what happens is they go to their first birthday party. And what happens? Bring out the birthday cake. If your child is the only one sitting with no birthday cake, it becomes sad. Why can't I have that? What about that loot bag? Sometimes the loot bag has so many candies in it. Mommy, look what I got. And now you have to be the bad guy and pull it away. So we go through so many mixed emotions on how we want life to be. And I'm going to share with you this because I think there's a way to bring all of that full circle as yourself and with your children. So my son is 22. I don't have a stitch of alcohol in my house. He made his choice about 1 year ago. His dad gave him his first drink. Far be it for me to say anything. Not my house, his choice. He's old enough to drink. The fact that he waited till he was like 21, 22, I applaud you. Most kids can't wait that long in Canada. But the fact that he recognizes when to drink and when not to drink and when to be responsible, hands down, amazing. But he learned that for himself by watching. Because I don't talk about alcohol. I just say, if you want to buy it, you buy it. I'm not purchasing alcohol. He's never brought any into my house. When my son was younger, because we didn't do sugar treats as a treat. He went over to his aunt's house the one day and she offered him up a whole bowl of Halloween candy. You know what he said? I'd like an apple, please. Now that structure is starting to change again in my house because I don't deny my children that experience. If you want a chocolate, if you want a candy, I will ask you. I won't buy for myself, but if you want it, I will buy it for you. They're starting to realize that they don't want it either. So I think that's amazing to be able to watch them grow into their own thing of having that experience of having it and then making their own decision. I don't force them. I don't tell them it's not good for them. I let them decide, just like I got to decide. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can sign up and work with me in this program. I'll tell you how long it is and what the dates are so that you guys can come and join. So stay tuned.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. So let's talk about how you can work with me. So first and foremost, I have three workshops coming up. The dates, I'll go through each date and how long each one is, just so you have that for you. And I'll give you the price for each too. So if you have sugar addictions and you want to come and you want to work through it, I've made it like super simple for you guys to sign up. So if you go to pureradiantsoulacademy.com, you will see a menu there that you can actually click into and you can purchase it. So the sugar addiction is April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's an hour to an hour and a half. And with that, you get the full structure. So I will do the backside healing. You'll get stuff to do as I'm doing that as well. Lots of internal healing work as well. So I do what's called quantum energy healing. You'll get that in this session as well. It's about an hour to an hour and a half. It's $150 US to come in and join me. And you can come in as many times as you want, because this is going to be on a reoccurring basis. So the time change will be different. This one is 1 p.m., but I will be doing evening ones and I will be doing weekend ones as well, just so that everyone has an opportunity to come whenever they choose. Normally, these sessions cost about $350 a piece. So these are just quick one-off workshops, gives you a little bit extra time, but more people can join. The cigarette addiction, that goes for cigarettes, vaping, chew, whatever, if you want to do marijuana as well. That is April 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Same price, $150 US. Alcohol addiction, So that includes alcohol, wine, spirits, whatever you want to call it for yourself, hard liquor, May 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern. And again, it's $150. Now, the nice thing about these programs is you will not need to keep coming back over and over. Like if I can have people successful after one session, not eating candy, you will notice that success for yourself as well. It is very straightforward. It's very quick, very easy. But the biggest thing is it lets you let go of this habit. And you'll feel better, happier. Sugar kind of gives you that false high, or makes your head spin sometimes. So this helps you to purge these things out so that you can actually feel better. I'd love to work with everybody. I really, really would. There is limited seating to each event, just so that we can focus and get that in for everybody. So don't delay. If this is something you really, really want to do, then dive in. So it's in pureradiantsoulacademy.com. If you want to work with me privately, I do private coaching, and then we can work through some of this stuff as well. So this is part of my dysfunctional pattern program that I have. And the dysfunctional pattern programs allows us to really work on any problem whatsoever. So, you know, that's more broad based. So you get to choose that. This structure is part of that. But it focuses down on what addictions are. I have used this technique on people who are on medications and they want to get off, but I do suggest taking the full hour for just yourself as opposed to just doing this for that. People are having a lot of success decreasing their meds with their doctors as well, so they're always in touch with their doctors helping them to get those numbers from their blood tests or whatever they do, so that they're in line with their doctors as they do it. It is very, very successful, and I only want you to do it if you're ready. Right, if you are not ready, that's okay. A lot of people are ready though. They're realizing that they want more energy and they want to change their life. And that's the first part of change, is what do you want to change, right? No one's going to be the devil's advocate for you. You have to decide, right? And for some people, it's not easy. Battling that, I'm good, I'm bad, I did this wrong, I strayed off of this diet, or I did this and it's not working. Absolutely, right? We're all going to go through something. So these programs that I put forward are super, super simple, and you can join as much as you want to. In the end, it will cost you less. And that's why I put them together, so that, you know, it's not a huge investment out of your pocket. It's an investment in you. So if you look at it as though you're doing this for yourself, do it. If you want to bring a group of people together, let's do it. Now is the time for change, right? If you're that mom or that dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, and you're like, okay, I want the change. You'll know when you're ready. And again, sometimes it doesn't work until you are ready. So, I do want to say this too, like if you have other modalities as well, you know, you can use that to back this up as well. I know for a lot of my students who have just taken quantum energy healing, we've had about 100 people come through the program, just in the last 4 months, you know, they're going to use this to back up their own healing on the backside of this purge, right? Because this is a massive purge. It doesn't look like it now because you're like, oh, an hour and a half, I'm good, let's go, right? But it's on the backside of that. So, you know, being able to take in water, being able to feed your body what it needs, these are all good, really good points that we brought up in the class as well. Like I'll give you a structure of, you know, what you can eat, what's a better alternative in your diet to be able to create that healthier body for yourself. And watch your energy soar. Like I know I have an abundance of energy just since doing that. So again, if you're ready to step in and you know, maybe you want to just come and try it, and that's fine too. I'm open to it. But if you're ready, don't hesitate. It's $150. It's something that will last and fulfill you. And you will be the one who steps out and says, okay, this is good. I can do this. And then again, maybe there's parts of this that you bring things back. I clearly was not ready to let go of the cookies. And that's okay. Right? It's okay to say, I want to still eat this. Because we're here for the experience. We're here to be able to decide what it is we want. So when we go in that, it's you're stepping into that. You're stepping into what it is you want. Are you ready for change? I know you are. I know you are. So I'm just going to go through this one more time. and then you guys can decide. So the sugar, anybody who's looking to get off sugar, chocolates, hard candies, sweets, gummies, all those things, it's April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's $150. The cigarette addiction, cigarettes, vape, chew, marijuana, April 28th, 1 p.m. Eastern, $150. The alcohol one, so alcohol, beer, spirits, hard liquor, May 1st, 1 p.m. Eastern, $150. So, and these times will change, but you can sign up on pureradiantsoulacademy.com. And yeah, feel free to take a look around there as well. If you're looking for, you know, any new modalities, there's lots of stuff to choose in there. I do want to say too, like if you want more, you can join me on TikTok on Pure Radiant Soul. I do lots of free energy healing on there on weekly, daily basis. I'm also on Facebook on Pure Radiant Soul. I do daily intuition games. I also do lives once a week on Facebook. So feel free to come out and join. Get your questions answered. Get that intuition. Even receive some healing to get you ready for this. Yeah, you can follow on Instagram. You can follow on YouTube. All my videos from TikTok are reposted onto there as well. And I will say this. On my website, on pureradiantsoul.com, there is free meditations. There's also V removal, and you know, I'd love for you to check them out, because maybe that's one thing you need just to get yourself kickstarted, is to just be able to experience something that's going to help you. What a mouthful. So I want to just kind of leave you with this food for thought. What is the one component that you want to change in your life? And this is just to say that maybe, you know, you don't need the sugar or the cigarettes or the alcohol. Well, what's that one thing you want to change in your life? What's that one thing? And is that one thing that you want to change so big, and does it eat at you, that you're ready to change it now? Because I don't want to just appeal to people with the sugar and the cigarettes and the alcohol. I really, truly, like, if you're ready to lose weight, if you're ready to kind of come back into yourself, if you want to open up your spiritual gifts, if you want to be able to tap into your intuition, you know, I do offer a vast array of things that I teach and the things that I do. So, you know, you can step into coaching with me, one-on-one coaching, right? A small investment in yourself, for yourself. I also have the dysfunctional patterns. So you can walk through anything that you want to heal for yourself, any pattern that's reoccurring. And it could be just as much as like working with your mom and dad, that energy of them, how they treated you as a child, what do you hold on to that you're angry about? Stepping into those allows you to create that change, but also allows you to heal. So if you're ever, if you're ready and this video hasn't found you yet, you can message me, sherrycollins1@hotmail.com. I would absolutely love to chat with you if you're ready for some direction. If you're ready to step in and start working on you, I'm ready to work with you. I do have clients from around the world, so I would love to have you join. I also have a 18-month course that's just started, and it is about developing your intuition and your spiritual side. So we do cards, we do tarot, we do intuition, guides, meditation, mediumship, all of those things. So that's already started. And that is again in the Pure Radiant Soul Academy. So make sure you go check it out. Check out pureradiantsoul.com as well. There's lots of things to be had that I offer. So I hope that helps. And I hope you guys have a little bit of something, a little bit of direction. And I hope you had fun tonight. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.